Good morning. I'm Adora Namugadde, and this is The Rundown. Thousands of people stand to lose health insurance in a few weeks as the state of Illinois continues to rein in spending. Starting May 1st, the health care benefits for immigrant adults and seniors programs will no longer cover documented residents who have been here fewer than 5 years. That's about 6,000 people. The programs will now exclusively serve undocumented residents. Dana Kelly, chief of staff for the Department of Health Care and Family Services, says those losing coverage can find subsidies through the Affordable Care Act.
We will be notifying them in the next week of that change, and they will be made eligible for a special enrollment period on the health insurance marketplace.
Also changing, people will soon be required to prove every year that they're still eligible for benefits. About 200 diverse learners early voted yesterday in Chicago. A diverse learner is someone with unique physical, developmental, or mental capabilities. And for the past several weeks, the learners from 18 to 22 years of age got to learn about the candidates and issues in the March 19th primary election. Tuesday morning, they visited the downtown voting supersite at Clark and Lake in the Loop. 22-year-old Carlos Mejia, a student at Vaughn Occupational High School on the city's northwest side, voted for the second time in his life.
It was really interesting. It was not complicated.
The initiative is part of MCFA's Elections in Action program, which engages and encourages Chicago area students to participate in the electoral process. Nearly half of Illinois residents say their local school district is experiencing support staff shortages. That's according to an annual nonpartisan poll from the state's largest teachers union. Illinois Education Association President Al Lorenz says the shortages are making it harder for teachers to do their jobs. Where support staff is missing, Lorenz says teachers often step in to help provide mental health support and other services.
We are trained to be delivering academics, but the reality is there's a whole range of things that we have to do in many cases to prepare children to learn.
Nearly 3 out of 4 Illinois residents agree teaching is becoming harder. And almost half of those surveyed say they've heard about teachers and support staff being physically assaulted at schools. Chicago's Field Museum is taking visitors to new depths with its latest exhibition, Unseen Oceans. The exhibit features tanks with live seahorses and jellyfish, and life-size projections of much larger creatures like whale sharks and giant squid. Senior exhibition developer Marie Gayerg says the show is interactive. And it features what she calls a fishnado.
There's a really fun piece that includes a whole sort of swirling tornado of models of fish and other sea life that are showing the fluorescence that scientists have discovered in some species.
Georg says visitors will see ocean life through the eyes of working scientists and can also test out some of their high-tech submersible equipment. Unseen Oceans opens on Friday. And the Field Museum is a WBEZ underwriter. Something else you should know today. Chicago's health department confirmed yesterday 3 more measles cases among residents at a Pilsen migrant shelter. That brings the total number of cases reported in Chicago in the past week to 8. One case was unrelated to shelter residents. It marks the first time in 5 years measles cases have been reported in the city. A team from the CDC was in Chicago yesterday to help curb the spread as the city works to quarantine and vaccinate more migrants. Health officials are urging residents to review their records to ensure that they are up to date on their vaccinations. Today's weather, temperatures will reach the high 50s. Sunny skies this morning, but an overcast sky in the afternoon. And tomorrow, rain and thunderstorms are likely. The high will reach the mid-50s. That's it for now. Later today, in the 70s and 80s, a Chicagoan named Hazel Johnson noticed a big number of people in her neighborhood had cancer.
She was like, that's just too many people in one neighborhood. She said, something must be wrong. And then she started making the connection that the air quality in our neighborhood, you could cut it with a knife. You knew exactly where you were based coming down the Bishop Ford Expressway because of the smell.
We hear the story of one woman's fight for environmental justice on Chicago's South Side, as told by her daughter and her documentarian. That's today at 1 o'clock. I'm Adora Namugadde. Thanks for listening.